And here's Stephanie.
Oh, okay.
All right. Thank you, okay. James.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Here she is.
Hi, this is James.
Yes. Hey, how you doing, Miss Devin?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing just fine.
All right. Happy Friday to you.
Yes. Happy Friday to you also.
Thank you. And it looks like you were talking with Scott. He did put in the notes here that you are quite the established business. You've been in business for about 10 years. That's a long time. Mm-hmm. Congratulations on that.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. And are you currently doing any type of advertising?
Right now I am doing, I have my Google page and I joined, like I told him, I joined Angie's Leads and Angie's Ads. I guess they're doing the advertisement on that side when people call them. But other than that, I'm not doing anything other than just Google right now. Cause, like I said, if it's not, I'm looking for free stuff, but, mm-hmm. you know, oh, and Nextdoor. I joined Nextdoor.
Okay.
And, I did do a Facebook. I just opened up a Facebook page.
A Facebook business page?
Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to get on that Facebook marketplace thing or whatever, or
okay.
Facebook business, whatever that thing's called.
Right.
But other than that, that's it. You know, right now it's just me, myself, advertising through word of mouth or customers who I do work for, pass out my card and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing heavy hard like out there yet.
Okay.
Like I told Scott, I'm trying to get that money together so I can be comfortable with doing it. And if I get a great return, then that'd be fine. Then I'll just keep on rock and roll.
Right.
Like I said, you know, even I was in business since 2012, I didn't do work after 2013. I just kept the business name up and running. And then just recently, just past January, I just went back out. So.
Nice. Okay. So you're taking on jobs and, or you're ready to take on jobs, in other words?
I'm taking on jobs, but not as many as I would like to see right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Go ahead. What'd you say?
So with Angie's List, are you getting jobs with them or you're getting leads? Are any of those leads turning into jobs for you?
They're not coming out the way I would like to because like I was telling Scott, you know, Angie leads are basically their opportunities.
Right.
Meaning that if you call and you might want a quote for something, well, they charge the contractor when we contact the customer.
Right.
Instead of charging us after we win the job.
Right.
Just talking to you right now, they're charging, you know, they would be charging me. And I'm like, yeah, y'all didn't tell me this. Because if I hadn't known this, I would have never signed up for that. Because that's
mm-hmm.
money coming out my pocket I'm not bringing in.
Exactly.
And the other one is a monthly fee where they said they're going to give me, it's guaranteed work. People calling who want work.
But
It's not, but that's the thing. I'm getting quotes also for them on that side. And there's not as many who are calling in for, who want work right then and there. I think I've had one that was an actual go right off the bat. And
okay.
I'm like, all right, that was $700, but what I'm supposed to do, hold that until y'all pick that all out. Yeah, you know, I need something else. I need more.
Right.
I need more coming in. More coming in.
Okay.
That's my goal, is to have more coming in to get my business to be bigger and hire more people and keep on going.
Absolutely. Well, I believe this is going to be a really good solution for you, okay? A lot of our clients use Angie's and HomeAdvisor, those third-party generator services, and we've come to find that because the two programs are completely different, they actually work very well together. Because with this service, you know, clients aren't going to have to go through any kind of third-party to find you. All they're going to do is Google your services in your area. They'll find you on that first page, and they'll contact you directly for your services.
Right.
So you'll have direct client contact without having to pay per lead, unlimited calls coming your way for a flat rate. How does that sound?
Okay. No, that sounds great. That sounds great.
All right. Now, I want you to know that the major benefit of this position is that it did just become available within our company, and it is something we are filling today. So once we begin working with you on that first page of Google and Bing, what we're going to do is close out the category, and we can't work with anyone else who does what you do. So in other words, it is exclusive.
Yeah.
We can't work with any of your competitors. It's one industry per area, which I'm sure you can appreciate that.
Oh, no, I understand that. That's cool.
Okay. Now, how this works, everything is set on a 2-month verbal agreement. After that, it goes month to month. Your pricing is going to be set at a flat rate of just $299 month to month. Now, there is a one-time setup fee of $99 to cover programming, but we're going to go ahead and waive that for you because you are an established business. We can give you that credit. So your initial investment to start would be $299. Every month after, it would be $299. That rate will never go up on you. No matter how many jobs you end up getting on Google, it's going to stay the same. Okay?
Right,
yeah. There's a lot that comes with it. There's a lot we're going to be doing for you. So we're going to offer complete Google local optimization setup. What that means for you, James, is anytime anyone is on Google in your area and they're doing a search for any of your services, whether it's any type of plumbing services or, let's say, water heater installation, bathtub install, we would make sure James to Mechanical Plumbing pops up on that first page in the local map section, okay? In addition to that, we're also going to include a directory submission package with 60 of the most popular directories. So we're not only going to get you on Google, but we're also going to get you on Yelp, Bing, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB.org. That's going to get your name out there even more and create you more of an online presence than what you currently have.
Okay.
So it'll look really good for your listing, okay? Now, you mentioned that you have a Facebook business page, which is great because what we're going to include for you is Facebook ads. So with the Facebook ads, we're going to run that off of your business Facebook page, and you're going to be targeting up to a 50-mile radius with the Facebook ads, okay? Now, this is another good, effective way to promote your business aside from Google and increase business leads. A lot of our clients have had success with Facebook ads, okay? So, you know, what it's going to mean for you is anytime anyone's doing a search on Facebook or looking at pictures or stories, they're going to be exposed to your business. So let's say they are doing search for, I'm sure this has happened to you before, you're doing a search online anywhere for, let's say you're looking for a new bed, right? And then all of a sudden you go on your Facebook and you see the ads for beds popping up in your feed, right? That's how it's going to work with us. So if they're doing a search for plumbing services and then they go on their Facebook, your ad's going to show up on their feed, okay? So that's how that's going to work. So that's included as well. We're also going to provide initial content creation on Bing, and then we're going to get you listed on Amazon Alexa. So people could do voice-activated searches and find you that way as well. And then we'll provide exposure that covers mobile devices because really most people are doing searches from their phones. So that's going to include iPhones, Androids, and tablets. Now, I notice there's a link to your website, but so it looks like a generic website you may have gotten through Angie's. Is that accurate?
What do you mean?
Your website?
No, that's through Google. My website, I made that up through Google, yes.
Okay.
JIIMPL.com? Yeah, that's through Google.
Yes. Okay. And I see that you have reviews. That's great. And then you have photos to showcase as well. That's perfect. Now, this is a pretty generic website, okay? So what we're going to do is we're going to create you a brand new website. It's going to be mobile-friendly, fully optimized, where you can upload before and after photos of the work that you've done. If you don't have a logo, we can help you with that, and we'll include that logo in the website. And then what we're going to do is attach that to your Google Business profile to bring traffic to it.
Mm-hmm.
I see here you don't have a Google Business profile. So we'll get you PIN verified from Google, okay? You'll be one of the red dots in the map, and clients will have the option to call you, check out your website. They'll see your hours of operation. They'll see your reviews, all of that. That is included, okay?
Right.
So, I mean, we're literally covering all of your bases, James, when it comes to your online marketing. We're handling everything for you on the back end so you can solely focus on your business. Okay, how does that sound?
Oh, that sounds great. I mean, you know, I would love to try that, to do that. Like I was telling Scott, unfortunately at this moment, with me just starting out in January, I mean, money is like very, very tight.
Okay.
And, you know, like I said, I just got a nice big job now.
Right.
That's going to be, you know, about $6,000, but even though it's for a church. But the church don't have the money, so they're going to pay me on a monthly basis. So it's like, all right, I would like to do the $2.99.
Right.
And get out there and hopefully bring back some money and just try it out. See, you said, you know, try it out for the first 2 months?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, the first 2 months. Right, but unfortunately, Ms. Devin, I can't do that right now. You know, maybe
so
later down the line or something.
Would it just be the budget that would be holding you back at this time, James?
Yeah, the monthly budget. Yeah, that's the whole
thing.
Okay. I don't want to say yes to you guys.
Uh-huh.
And let's say I do it. And let's say we have that one odd month we don't get anything. And then
uh-huh.
the next month you'll be like, hey, you owe us some money. I'm like, hey, I didn't get anything. What's going on?
Well,
I don't want to get in that argument with you, know, with that.
I mean, I believe that you won't run into any of, you know, months like that. We're talking about the first page of Google. Everybody uses Google. And nobody looks past that
right.
first page. So imagine how much exposure you're going to be. I mean, you're in a popular industry. I did a search for your services, for your keyword in our
uh-huh.
analytics. There were over 1,200 searches done in the last 30 days for plumbers in your area.
Right.
So there's a lot of opportunity to be had just in your backyard. Now, if budget
right,
is an
right.
issue, I mean, if we could make things a little bit more affordable for you, would you see the value in listing James to Mechanical Plumbing on that first page of Google?
Well, what are we talking about?
Well, we do have a local package, okay? We can get you in out the door for $149.
Okay.
Now, that would
and
be to get your foot in the door. Uh-huh.
Right, to get my foot in the door. Okay.
And the difference between the packages is the only thing is we would not be doing your Facebook ads, okay? So we would solely focus
right,
on that local map section, okay?
Okay?
And then, you know, later on down the line, you can always add, you know, you can always include the Facebook ads. That's always going to be an option
okay.
for you. But this would be just to get
okay.
your foot in the door, right? Once you see
okay.
how well this is working for you, you can always upgrade.
Now, let me ask you this question.
Yes.
If it's, and I'm not trying to jinx myself,
mm-hmm.
or say it's not going to work, because, you know, it's based off of the customers who want the work and who can afford it at the moment.
Right.
Because everybody's going to look for quotes.
Right.
That's the main thing, you're looking for quotes, if anything.
Exactly.
If it doesn't pan out after a month or two, or whatever the promotion is you give me, can I cancel it?
You can cancel it anytime. No hassle. We
okay.
don't tie you into any
no
long-term
hassle.
Contract. It's month to month. After those 2 months, it goes month to month, and you can cancel it anytime.
Okay. So after the 2 months, I can cancel it anytime, and even during a month, I can cancel it.
You can cancel even
month
in those 2 months, but here's the thing. We just ask that you verbally agree to commit with us for 2 months because it does take
right.
a little bit of, you know, there is a time frame. We're not going to get you up overnight, but I can tell you you're going to start
very
quickly, you know.
Okay.
So, yeah, you can cancel at any time. And the reason we don't tie you into any kind of long-term contracts, James, is because we're very
right.
confident. Once you start seeing results, you are going to start – you're going to want to stick with us long-term. This is a long-term solution
okay.
for your company. We're handling
okay.
everything for you in the back end.
Right. No, right. No, I understand that completely.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 2 months for $149 or $149 each month?
Each month. $149
each
month. Each
month, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying for 2 months?
And every month after, it will always be $149.
Okay. And you're saying give you at least 2 months to get me rocking and rolling because it's going to take some time.
Yes.
And if I don't see anything within 2 months, I can go ahead and cancel it.
Correct.
But if I do see stuff coming through and all that, I can upgrade to the $299.
Correct. Yes. You can always
okay.
upgrade with the Facebook ads.
Okay. And if things change down the line, I can always cancel it no matter what.
You can always cancel no matter what. Hassle free.
Okay. I mean, that sounds like I wouldn't mind trying that. What's the name of the company?
So we are Local Splash. Local like the
local
paper.
Splash?
Local Splash.
Okay.
So local like the local paper.
Oh, Local Splash.
Yeah, like a splash
okay,
water.
Splash. Hello,
yes.
You sure?
Yes, I'm still
okay.
here. Yeah, so we're actually, okay, am I talking with you on a cell phone?
Yeah.
Okay, so
no,
we're actually.
No, because you're cutting in, cutting out. That's what I was asking.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're Local Splash. We are a premier Google channel partner. That's the highest ranking you can get as far as being a Google partner. So we're not only capable of providing the service for you, but we can get you up there quicker than most other companies can. Okay?
Okay.
Now, what that means, James, is we've achieved a higher level of training, certification, and product knowledge than other Google partners have. Okay?
Okay.
So you definitely want to go with a Google partner when it comes to this type of service. That's exactly what we are. We're the top ranking as a premier partner. We earned that badge from Google. And we're located we're located in Southern California. We work nationwide.
Okay.
We've been in business for 17 years, and we've helped over 10,000 people with their marketing.
Okay.
Okay.
Hold on one second, Ms. Devin. Hold on.
Of course.
Hold on one second. All right, go ahead.
Yeah. So, like I said, you're definitely going to be in good hands, and this, we're confident that you're going to stick with us long term.
Okay, now, once I do this, who am I be talking to set everything up?
So how it works.
Somebody will call.
Well, what we're going to do, so I really would only need about 10 minutes more of your time to get you started. What we're going to do is I'm going to gather some basic information from you now, and then we're going to set you up for a client interview with a technician. Where they're going to go over, it's going to be about a 20-30 minute interview. They're going to go over keywords, service area, essentially making sure everything that I have put down is accurate. And then what they're going to do is go over content for your website as well. Okay? It'll be about a 20-30 minute interview. No.
Okay, that's not extra.
We're including that website in the package. Okay?
Oh, good. To even down, what about making the logo? Is that included?
It is included as well, yes.
Okay.
Now,
go ahead. I'm listening.
That's okay. So that's going to happen. We're going to schedule that in a day and time that works best for you, okay?
Okay.
The timeline breakdown is, between 1 to 3 days, you're going to have your client interview, content editing, and quality control. Now, between 5 to 7 days, we're going to get you your client dashboard, and we're going to list you in those 60 different directories, okay? Now, the client dashboard is going to be it's going to be a great way for you to monitor your reviews. It's a great platform to use to track everything that we're doing for you. You'll be able to see what keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, the location the search was performed. You're also going to be able to track how many phone calls you receive from new clients. So it's a really great way to track your progress, super easy to use. That's going to be created for you as well within the 7-day time, 7-day period, okay? Now, 7 to 14 days, you're going to have your website completed, okay? And then 30 to 45 days is when you're going to start to appear in that local map section. Okay, but we definitely like to under-promise and over-deliver when it comes to that. A lot of times we've seen clients show up quicker, okay? But that's the time frame that we offer, which is a lot faster than most other companies can get you up there. An average company in SEO,
You said 30 days?
30 to 45 days to get you in the map section.
Okay.
But a lot of times we've seen clients get up there quicker, okay?
Okay.
And like I said, so if any other SEO company, it would take 60 to 90 days, if not longer, to get you up there. So we can perform a lot quicker. That's because we're a premier Google channel partner.
What? Okay.
So we have the capability, okay?
Okay.
So that's the timeline breakdown. So I only need about 10 minutes to get you started. Are you ready?
Sure. Let's give it a try.
Okay.
Hold on one second.
Sure.
Now, with this site, I'll be able to get on it, or I have to call you guys if I need to edit anything.
No, you can access it. You can access it anytime. You're going to be provided with login credentials. Now, let's say later on down the line, you wanted to change any content. Like, let's say you wanted to make changes on your Google listing. You always will have the option, you'll have the opportunity to do so. All you would need to do is contact your account management team that you will be assigned to, and they'll assist you with that. Okay? Yeah. And then if you ever wanted to add additional keywords, you'll have that option as well. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, James, what is your last name?
Godsey, G-O-D-S-E-Y, second. Please put the second. Roman numeral two, two capital I's.
Okay. And the best email address for you?
Email address, James, II, mechanicalplumbing@gmail.com.
Okay. And the best contact number for clients to reach you, that's 443-981-1562?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the business number.
Now, Google's going to send you a one-time PIN verification code in the mail. It's about the size of a postcard. All we ask is that you give us a call, provide us with that PIN so we can jumpstart your campaign. Okay?
Okay.
Now, the address...
Wait a minute, Ms. Stephanie. Quick question.
Yes.
Now, what about the Google... So, I'm going to have two Google pages now? The one I set up that's on there now, and then I'll have one you guys.
So the one that you set up, I'm not showing listed. I don't know if they just haven't. Did you get that PIN verification in the mail, the code?
Yeah, I got a PIN verification when I set that up. A lady helped me set that up because it was free.
Okay.
Because now Google, they said my pages, they're getting rid of the Google business and is going to Google Maps and Google Search.
Okay, so even if you have a Google business profile, there's no guarantee you're going to be on that first page. You may be on page, you may be in the map section, but you're going to be on page like 3, 4, 5, or 6, right? That's why you're going to hire, that's why we're going to work with you to ensure your first page placement. So that's a free listing anyone can get, right? You can go to Google directly, get the Google business profile, and they can help you with that. Not to say it's not a good thing. It is. It's good to have that Google business profile. But you want people to see your business, right?
I'm saying that. I'm saying that. So that's why I want to make sure I'm going to have two different pages then.
Well, and here's the thing. So I wonder, and they said they have your Google business profile in Edgewood. That's where you got PIN verified in Edgewood?
I don't know if it was verified in Edgewood. Yeah, well, yeah, I live in Edgewood.
Yeah, so and that's where the address number that you used, right?
Because my webpage is jamesiimpl.com. I gave it to Scott.
Yeah.
Scott said, yeah, I got it.
Website.
He was looking at it. So.
I see your website, but I don't see your Google business profile. Remember I told you, so we're going to create you a Google business profile. It's like a post, it's like a card.
Okay.
It's like a little, it's like a box, on that Google on your Google listing. So when people actually click on your Google listing, they're going to have this box showing with the option to click your website. They're going to be able to call you. They're going to see some photos of what you've done, your hours of operation, all of that. So if you have that PIN verification already, that's great. We would just use that to create your Google business profile.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Does that make sense? So we'll just need access to your PIN. That's all. Just provide us with your PIN.
Okay. Well, no, I mean, no, it's fine. I mean, I'll just have two pages. That's all.
Or you can have two pages.
Yeah, because I don't know. Right. I have no clue what that PIN is. I sent the letter to me. I don't know if I shredded it. And
worst
so she didn't
scenario,
tell me to keep it.
Worst case scenario, we would get you PIN verified all over again, and we would get that in the mail within 2 weeks, no later than 2 weeks.
Okay.
It's not an issue.
For the new Google business when y'all setting up.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. All right. No problem.
Okay. Now, as far as the services you offer, are you open to commercial work?
Ahead. Yes.
Okay.
Mobile to commercial state. And I'm working on the federal thing also, but yeah.
Okay. State, so you could work, how is that? So
state government.
State government, okay.
Yeah, well, but I mean, I guess they're considered commercial anyway, so yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, but that's commercial and
so
residential.
Perfect. Now, the services you offer, they're going to be used as keywords. So you get multiple keywords for the services you offer. That's how people will find you. So it gets you found for the plumbing, residential and commercial. And then I'm looking at your home advisor listing. Are these the services you want to be found for? The water heater installation, gas piping, sump pump repair, bathtub installation, shower installation, tankless water heater install, tankless water heater repair, all of those services you want to get found for?
Yes, water main repair. Do I have sewage cleaning? I have drain cleaning.
Drain cleaning?
Snake?
Yes.
Is it snake?
Like drain clog clearing?
Drain clog clearing.
Okay.
In the house or outside, I don't know. See, their selections are not very vague. Are these selections you guys typing in?
We can word it however you want. However you want to be.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Let's see, fixture replacement.
Okay.
Yeah, for kitchen, bathroom, fixtures and stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah, put that. Kitchen, bathroom, fixtures, install. Drain cleaning in bathroom and kitchens and whole house inside and out.
Hold on.
Okay.
Bathroom
I'm sorry.
Fixture. What was after kitchen and bathroom fixture install?
Oh, after that, it was drain cleaning for bathroom, kitchen, whole house drain cleaning.
Okay.
Trying to think what else. I have water repair.
Do you do the bathroom, the bathtub installation and shower installation?
Yeah, for rough-ins, yes.
Okay.
Bathroom rough-ins and kitchen rough-ins, yes.
You said rough-ins?
Mm-hmm. Rough-ins, yes. They'll know if somebody's calling, they want to put a new kitchen, a new bathroom in, it has to be roughed in, meaning the sanitary line and the water lines have to be put in.
Okay, how do you spell that? Rough-in, R-O-U-G-H?
Rough-in, R-O-U-G-H hyphen I-N.
Okay. So how would I phrase that?
Dash, not a hyphen, I'm sorry, like a dash, rough-in, huh?
Rough-in, kitchen rough-in installation?
Yes.
Okay.
Kitchen and bath rough-in installation.
Okay. All right.
What else?
There's also sump pump repair,
yes.
Gas piping.
Sump pump installation.
Okay.
You really can't repair those. You just say sump pump installation.
Okay.
Gas pipe repair and install.
Okay.
I'm trying to think.
Okay.
Now, how do we put that? How did y'all put that for commercial?
For commercial?
Yeah, commercial side plumbing services, maintenance plumbing
so
services.
Commercial plumbing, and then so commercial plumbing services.
Yeah, well, under commercial plumbing, put maintenance services.
Okay.
That I do maintenance service. We'll do maintenance service.
Right.
So in other words, if they need some work done in there, I can come in and, you can put plumbing maintenance services, you know, whatever, how they want to word it.
Commercial plumbing maintenance.
Maintenance services, yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, that's good for now. And then.
Okay.
As far as, you mentioned that you have a Google Business Facebook page. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
a Facebook business page.
You've been doing it. Right.
So all we would ask is that you, I'm going to send you a couple text messages. If you can respond to one of those messages, and send us your URL for your Facebook so we can have that on file. We will need that in order to do your Facebook ads. Oh, we're not doing your Facebook. That's right.
We're not doing Facebook ads.
That's right. Okay.
Because I have no clue. You're speaking foreign language to me about URL. I don't know what that is.
It's just the little, like if you go on the top of the search bar, it's just that, like, all those random numbers and letters that pop up, you just copy and paste it on the top of the page.
Oh, I have no clue, because I had my best friend, she set up a Facebook page for me, because I'm not a Facebook person, so.
Okay.
This is my first time doing Facebook, so I have no clue. I'm still learning how to do it, because right after she set it up, Monday afternoon, they sent me a text saying that I was blocked. And not until saying that I didn't buy some content or whatever. And I'm like, hold up. I just had that thing set up. I haven't even done anything to it.
Oh,
I said, I don't even know anything about Facebook. And then what's the day? Friday? Thursday?
Yeah.
Well, I think it was Thursday. Yesterday or Wednesday, they just released it. But they never sent me a notification saying why they even had it blocked. I'm like, why did you have it blocked? It was brand new. I mean, literally. I mean, you can look at it and see it and say, he just signed up.
Wow.
You know, and that's the only reason why I set it up. Because I said, man, do Facebook because your business get out there. People see you, stuff like that. You can go to Facebook Marketplace and all that. I'm trying to find Facebook Marketplace. I'm like, okay, whatever. And who knows? I think somebody just sent me something more. I hadn't touched it yet. All this technology stuff, I don't have no problem with it.
Okay.
I'm just really starting to get into it in the past 3 years.
Okay.
And especially now with me having to do my business on my own, it's a lot of stuff.
Right.
That, you know, I would have never touched being out on the field. You know what I mean?
Right.
So.
Well, the good thing is with
that
this service, you know, yeah, we're going to handle everything in the back end for you so you could solely focus on your business.
Okay.
The only thing we ask of you is that you be ready to take on those calls when they come your way. That's all.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I'm trying to take as many calls as I can do.
Yeah. Now, let's say down the line, if you need help with your Facebook page, we can help you with that. So we can create
a Facebook page
if needed later on down the line once you decide you want to move forward with that. Are you licensed and insured?
Yes.
Perfect.
You have to be in the state of Maryland.
That's what
run
I
run a business. You have to have your taxes, your license, and you definitely got to be insured to run a business.
Okay. All right.
I am licensed and insured.
All right. And then as far as the service area, okay, we're going to get you found in Edgewood, but what surrounding areas do you want to get found? You get up to a 10-mile radius.
Let's go 10 miles, Aberdeen, Belcamp, Bel Air, I guess it'd be Perry Hall, White Marsh, Baltimore County.
What county?
Baltimore County, which is the next county down from where I'm at.
Okay. You said Aberdeen?
Miles,
how do you spell
part.
Aberdeen?
Aberdeen, Aberdeen.
Okay.
Yeah, Aberdeen's the top of me. On the west of me is Bel Air, and the south of me is Baltimore County, Perry Hall, White Marsh area.
Perry Hall, you said?
Perry Hall, yes. That's in Baltimore County. That's White Marsh.
Okay.
In White Marsh, excuse me. Two separate areas. Should be the 10-mile radius. In there.
You said White Marsh?
No, Cecil County. Yeah, White Marsh. It's right next to Perry Hall. White Marsh.
Okay.
Yeah. No, Cecil County. That's too far up.
Okay.
It shouldn't go that far up anyway. Yeah.
Okay.
Nothing
and
in
then,
Cecil County. Cecil County, C-E-C-I-L.
You don't want that though, right? Is that all that's
right? Because I don't have a license. I don't have a license in Cecil County.
Okay. All right. So we'll avoid that.
Yeah.
All right. Now, as far as the hours of operation, how do you want to promote that?
I am from 7 to 3:30, Monday through Saturday.
Okay.
awesome Sunday.
And then the forms of payment that you accept, cash, check, credit, debit?
Right now, cash and check. Soon to be debit. I mean, soon to be credit card.
Okay. Do you do like Zelle or Venmo?
No, I'm trying to get with PNC to get one of their boxes to carry around.
Okay. Perfect. So now we're going to schedule you in for your client interview. Okay. We are pretty booked up the rest of today. How is Monday looking for you? It's going to be about a 20 to 30 minute interview.
Monday I have this water main digging I'm supposed to be doing Monday. Yeah, because I might not hear the phone ring. That's my only concern.
Okay.
Because I have the jackhammer concrete and be digging with the machine and stuff like that.
Would you be available sometime in the morning? Or later on in the evening?
Monday morning?
Yeah, so we're located
probably,
in...
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Well, we're located in Southern California, so we can get you in up until 6 p.m. your time.
Okay, what time is it now there?
It's 10 o'clock, so we're 3 hours behind.
It's 10 o'clock, 300
yeah, so
right here, because it's 1 o'clock
yeah.
right here.
We were
so,
perfect time.
So it'd be 6, I would say call, because then it'd be around about 3 o'clock, you guys still be
exactly
home. Make it 1 o'clock for you, got to make it 4 o'clock for me. For
4
Monday.
O'clock, okay.
I should be wrapping up then.
Should only take about 30 minutes max.
Okay.
And expect a call from a technician between 4 and 5. And
okay.
I'm going to send you a text message with our contact number. Save that to your phone.
Okay.
Because that's going to be means of how you would reach us. If you wanted any updates, if you had any questions or whatever the case is, that's the number you will contact.
Okay.
And, so I'm sending you an invite via Google Calendar to your email. You don't have to respond to it. It's just for your record to have.
Okay.
All right. And that is.
And that's going to my email, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. And you're going to send me information, too, about your company, and you're going to send
me everything in writing.
Text?
Absolutely. So what I'm going to do now is we're going to go ahead and process your first month payment. Okay? We're going to get into billing. Once I process your first month payment, your invoice is going to be sent to you via text message and via email. Attached to that invoice is going to be your terms and conditions I will need you to sign. I'm also going to send you a couple of emails and a couple of text messages. So I'll be sending all that information to you. Absolutely.
Okay. There are no hidden fees I'm going to find out about later
no
after I sign up then.
Absolutely not. It's $149 flat rate. No taxes, no surcharges of any kind. Just that $149 across the board each month.
Okay.
James, is there a middle initial on the card or is it just your first and last name?
It's middle initial from the car. It's just James L. Boxy second.
Okay. And is that a business card or a personal card?
It's my business card I'm giving you.
Okay. All right. And so the business name on the does it show on the, appear on the card?
Yes, it appears on the card. James 2 Plumbing LLC.
James 2 Plumbing LLC. Okay.
Yeah, that's II. Roman
right.
number 2.
Okay. And then address associated with the card. I do see here on file 450 Winterberry Drive. Is that the address?
Yes.
Okay. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. All right. I'm ready for those numbers when you are.
All right. Ready? 4034.
Mm-hmm.
9330
mm-hmm.
1119
mm-hmm.
2337
Okay, I'm going to repeat that back to you. That's 4034-9330-1119-2337.
Yep, that's it.
Okay, and expiration month and year?
0225.
And then the three digits in the back?
429.
Okay. All right, so we're locking you in for just $149 a month. That's our local package.
Okay.
Perfect.
I just got your email.
Oh, good. Okay, yeah, you don't have to respond
to it. With the invite?
Yes.
Okay, I see your picture on it. Okay.
Yes, that's me.
You have your picture on. Oh, that's you. Okay.
Yeah.
You should smile a little bit. Don't be so angry that day.
I do.
Okay.
Oh, now I need to change my picture.
I'm like, oh, she looked mad.
I do? What? Oh, goodness. I need a different
picture
on there.
You look a little, you look mad. Yeah, but smile a little bit. You're like, oh, okay. I don't want to piss her off. Yes, Miss Stephanie, please don't be mad at me. Please, Miss Stephanie, don't do that to me. I got your information.
Oh,
like,
goodness.
Okay, Miss Stephanie, I'm done.
Oh, that's horrible. I definitely need a different picture. Okay, let's
see. No, you look good, but you just don't look like you smile.
I'll keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm. You'd be like, yeah, I'm going to get his ass. Oh, my gosh, she's mean. Oh, my gosh, you got me, man. Don't do it.
No, I'm very, very friendly in person.
Never touch a book by its cover.
That's very true. So your invoice will, you should have received a text message and an email with your invoice. What I need you to do is pull up that invoice because attached to it is your terms and conditions that I do need you sign. So there will be a link that says click here to accept your subscription terms. You click on that.
Okay.
And then once the page pulls up, you scroll all the way down to the bottom. There's a box for you to check, okay? And then below that, there's a box for you to sign your name.
Okay. Waiting for it to come through right now.
Hasn't come through yet?
Nope, nothing yet. But the text just came through. It's a 951 number?
Yes. So you can click on it. With the text, you can click on the link in the text message, and then it'll take you straight to your terms and conditions.
Oh, okay. So I got to go to the, okay, to the terms and conditions.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Local site terms of experience below is a summary of the complete terms of experience between. Other than the web, your cousin's office will work with you to verify your listing. Google business profile, creation, keywords, category selection. A record summons. So, okay, y'all put me on Google, Bing and Yahoo too, huh?
That's right. 60 different directories are placing you on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Landing. Our landing page too.
That's the
Google
website.
Google ads. Right, and the Google Ads, Google Workspace. What's LSA? Local Services Ads? What's that?
Let's see here. Where do you see that?
It's part of this term thing you want me to. It's underneath Google Workspace.
Google Workspace. Let me pull that up here. Yeah, because the LSA is the Google guarantee. Let me see here. Landing page, Google Ads. These are all the services that we offer, right?
Okay.
So you're not getting all of these services. You're getting the local.
Okay, certain ones.
But these are just the services that we do offer. So later on down the line, if you want to include these, you have that option, which I definitely recommend. The Google Ads is very beneficial.
Now,
the Facebook Ads is beneficial. Right now, yeah, what we're getting you in for is you're not getting the Facebook ads, you're not getting the Google ads, you're getting the local map section, 60 directories,
okay.
The website, Amazon Alexa, and then the mobile devices.
Okay, I'm not getting the landing page or the Google workspace.
You are. You're getting the website.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, what is SMS communication?
You can skip that. You don't need to opt out because we want you to receive SMS. That's text message.
Okay.
We want you to be able to receive that, so don't click on that. Uh-huh.
Okay. Ms. Stephanie, can you hold for a second?
Of course.
This is, I'm on my business phone. Somebody's trying to call me. Hold on.
That's okay. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. Yes. Yeah,
okay.
I get some calls, too.
Oh, okay. Now, if you scroll down past the SMS, you don't need to check that box, but there is another box to check where it says cancellation and refunds. Check that box. It says I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. So you check that box. And then there's a signature that you type in your signature exactly how it shows. James L. Godsey, and then the two I's.
Okay.
And then once you sign your name, hit confirm signature. And what should appear is login credentials, it's a username and password. Login should pop up. Let me know when you get there.
I'm here now. It's showing me username and password.
Perfect. Okay. So that username and password is going to be for your customized tracking and reporting system that I did go over with you earlier. And those login credentials are going to be provided to you on Monday during your client interview. So you can actually get out of that box. You can actually get out of that screen because they'll walk you through it on Monday. Okay. Now, we're almost done.
Right.
I'm going to send you a couple text messages here. The first message is our contact number. My name is Stephanie. I will be the lead on your account. You will be assigned to an account management team moving forward. So that's who you would be in communication with. I'm also sending you a 5-minute YouTube video to watch. It's going over, telling you a little bit about Local Splash, what we're all about. Okay.
Okay.
And then advanced reporting. These are all text messages.
Okay. Now,
all right.
The number that you're calling me from is a 443. But you said lock in the number that's being texted to me, the 919?
Yes. Nope, not 9. So open the text message. In the text message, it has our contact number, 877-635-6225.
Okay, I see it now. Okay.
Yeah.
Now that's the one I need to. Okay.
Yes, that's our
customer service. Put that in.
Correct.
You said that's your customer service number?
Yes, that's our company contact number that you would reach anyone.
Okay.
Anyone that you need to reach.
So when you guys call, will this 951 number come up or will it be the 877?
It should be the 877. It might be the 951, but it should be the 877.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I'm going to double check on that. I'm not entirely sure about that. Because we do use a VoIP system, voice over system, it cuts down on costs. So it might be a 951 number, but I'll double check on that for you. So I'm going to send you two emails, okay? The first email I'm sending you is labeled Google Advertising. And essentially what it is it's everything that we discussed that's included in the package for you. It's going to be in writing.
Okay.
So you have that.
Okay.
All right. So let's see here.
And what do you... And you said you're going to text me something, too?
Yeah, I sent you those three text messages already. And then I'm sending this email. It's labeled Google Advertising. And that's everything that we discussed in writing for you. The second email I'm sending you is labeled Client Dashboard and Analytics. What that's going to be is your customized tracking and reporting system, how to walk you through it. It's going to show you how to walk you through it step by step.
And you said that's the second email you send to me.
correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. I got the Google advertising. That just came through.
Okay. Perfect. So now I'm going to go ahead and read you what is called a 90-second voice verification. And the reason we have to do that is because we have you on a discounted pricing program that's not normally advertised.
Okay.
So it's going to be an added form of protection for you. Now, James, if there's something that you don't understand and you need me to repeat or explain to you, just let me know, okay?
Yeah, sure.
So it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
James 2, Mechanical Plumbing, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
James Godsey, G-O-D-S-E-Y, second. I am the master plumber and owner of the company.
Okay. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to both phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Repeat that again. Are we responsible for just you guys or third parties?
So, no, what this means is do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash? Do you agree to stay in communication with us via email and phone call?
Yes.
Okay. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. And really what that means is we know that you're using other services or you have, like Angie's. That's an entirely different service. We're handling your SEO.
Right.
So we wouldn't want you to sign up with another SEO company, and pay twice for the same service. That wouldn't make sense.
Right. Right. No.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on April 8th in the non-refundable discounted amount of $149. This will be a reoccurring payment. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 8th day in the amount of $149. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I agree and understand.
Okay. So that concludes the voice verification. And James, I'd like to be the first to welcome you to Local Splash, congratulate you for joining
Thank
the
you.
Team. We are very excited to have you on board. And I'm confident that you're going to stick with us long term, 1 month at a time. This is a long term solution for your company.
I hope so, because I don't want to piss you off. I told you that already. I'm teasing.
We're very confident you're going to stick with us. And I'm confident you're going to have a successful 2022. Absolutely.
Yes, I hope so. That's
all
the
right.
Goal.
It sure is. Absolutely.
Now, let me ask you this question.
Yes.
If things do progress,
like
right now, I'm a one-man show.
Okay.
If things do progress, and I'm hoping to hire more people to help me out, and I hire somebody who wants to, and I might have to hire somebody to handle all this other stuff for me, make sure everything's good. What do I have to do to call you guys to get them on the authorization part of it?
Oh, that's not a problem. So if you ever want to add authorized users, just give us a call, provide us with the name, and we'll add them to the account. That's not a problem.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Yeah, you can have as many as you'd like.
Okay. I don't know that many. I just need somebody to run it so I can keep on getting customers and getting employees to keep on rolling.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
That's great. That's really great that you're looking to expand and grow. That's the type of company we like to work with. This is going to help you with that. So.
Okay, so we grow and expand. We be like, I'm like, hey, Stephanie, how you doing? It's working out great. Thank you.
I
you
hope.
Brag to everybody.
Absolutely. I hope to hear, you know, I could definitely check in with you a few months down the line just to see how things are working for you. You know, I love to hear
that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I appreciate
okay.
that.
All yeah. right. Well, it was, yes, it was very nice talking with you, James, and enjoy the rest of your day. Just keep a lookout for that 877 number on Monday.
Okay. I appreciate it. You enjoy your weekend now, okay?
Yes, thank you. You do the same.
All right. Enjoy that weather out there in California.
Oh, it's hot today. It's nice.
Oh, it's been raining for the past, it's been raining here for the past 5 days.
Oh, my goodness.
The sun just came out today.
Nice.
So it's out drying up, whatever, but, you know. Well, this is Maryland, this side of town, we get the rain like that. You know, we get the rain come and the stop and the calm
yeah.
and the stop. And sometimes we might have a heat wave and don't have anything.
Oh, wow.
You know, it dry everything out, you know. That's how it rolls around here. So.
Well, it's been
how
in
it
the
90s
out here the last couple. It's been very, very cold the past few months. And just as of yesterday, we hit 90, almost 100 degrees out here. So.
Wait, you cold as in what? What do you consider cold?
65, 70.
What? That's warm here.
It's
what
cold.
Are you talking about? No. The past couple of days for us have been 35 and 45 for us.
Oh, my goodness.
But, not a couple of days.
Imagine.
No. Past two, 3 weeks, it's been real cold. 35, 45.
Oh,
and
wow.
wind's been real heavy here. So it's January, February, March is how you can flip a coin and it might snow in 3 minutes, rain, hurricane, thunderstorm, and then snow, and then
wow.
it's back. If you had bad allergies, you in trouble. But like it was cold. Yeah, it's just been cold in the 40s, 55 for the past 3 days. Today, and it's been raining. And today, I think it's supposed to be 60. Sun's out, but it's still cold. You know,
yeah.
it's still cold. I mean, 90 degrees? What? I'd be outside in T-shirt, tank top, and toes up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I have sweatpants and a sweatshirt on right now in my house,
oh,
so it's cold outside.
Yeah, I was like that a week ago. I'm glad that summer is coming up and we're going to enjoy the nice, beautiful weather. I hope you guys have beautiful weather out there, too.
Oh, yeah, it's coming. It's coming.
Good.
I think we had the storms that hit us came from the south, so they're coming up. So, you know.
Oh, goodness.
It's coming. It's coming, you know. But don't worry. We'll send some of that rain to you guys.
Yeah, we could use it.
Yeah, right. But okay,
all
Stephanie,
right.
It was good talking to you. It was nice meeting you.
You the same.
You have a good weekend, okay? Take care of yourself.
Yes. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
All right, you do the same. Bye-bye.